News there on the BBC World Service, and we are going to Singapore.
And this is where we're leaving the World Service to start a new day on BBC Radio 4. It's 5:20 on Monday, the 25th of November, and it's Alan Smith here at Broadcasting House in London, along with our studio manager, Derek Clark. Helen Willits will bring us the shipping bulletin in a minute, and then at 5:30, it's news briefing. After prayer for the day, farming today, we'll be looking at the business side of growing winter vegetables. That's at 6:15. But first, starting later this morning...
On BBC Radio 4.
It was my stupid mistake. I've just helped ruin someone's life.
I'm Shari Val. I've been investigating fraud for decades.
I was adding up this in my head and I thought, that's everything. I've lost everything.
In my new series, I'm sharing five of my stories that'll keep you and those around you safe from the scammers.
What have I done that has caused this particular situation? You begin to doubt yourself.
Five Ways They Get You, with me, Shari Val. Part of the BBC Scam Safe season on Radio 4 and BBC Sounds. This Monday to Friday at 11:45.
And as part of BBC's Scam Safe, that includes The Scams Epidemic, a Martin Lewis podcast special from Five Live, which you can find on BBC Sounds. Now, here's Helen.
Alan, thank you. Good morning. It's time for the shipping forecast issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency at 0505 on Monday, the 25th of November, 2024. There are warnings of gales in Viking, North at Zero, South at Zero, Forties, Cromarty, Forth, Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, Irish Sea, Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Bailey, Fair Isle, Faroes and South East Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low, Hebrides, 956, expected northeast Viking 978 by midnight tonight. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, south becoming cyclonic, then northwest later, 6 to gale 8, increasing severe gale 9 at times, showers, good, occasionally poor. North at zero, south at zero, 40s, Cromarty, 4th. Southerly or southwesterly, 7 to severe gale, 9, occasionally 6 at 1st. Veering westerly or northwesterly, 5 to 7 later. Showers, good, occasionally poor. Tyne, Dogger, Fisher, German Bight, southwest 6 to gale 8. Rain or showers, good, occasionally poor. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Cyclonic at first in East Biscay, otherwise westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 except in Thames. Rain or showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Fitzroy, westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 5 to 7 later in west. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Seoul, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Southwest, 6 to gale 8 at first in Irish Sea. Otherwise, west or northwest, 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later. Thundery showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor in Seoul and Shannon. Rockall, Malin. West or northwest, 6 to gale 8, veering north or northwest, 4 to 6. Showers, moderate or poor. Hebrides, Bailey. North or northwest 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first, decreasing 4 or 5 later, showers, wintry and Bailey, moderate or poor. Fair Isle, cyclonic becoming northerly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 or 5 for a time at first, then occasionally severe gale 9 in the northwest, showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Faroes, north 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain, then snow showers, moderate to very poor. And southeast Iceland. Northerly 7 to severe gale 9, decreasing 4 to 6, then backing westerly later. Sleet or snow showers, moderate to very poor, occasionally good later. And now the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400 on the 25th of November 2024. Tyree automatic, west by north 7, rain 12 miles, 972 rising quickly. Stornoway, southwest 5, recent drizzle 8 miles, 960 now rising. Lerwick, south 5, mist 5 miles, 970 falling slowly. Lucas, southwest 7, 19 miles, 974, falling slowly. Bridlington, south-southwest 5, 987, now falling. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, west by south 6, 5 miles, 997. Jersey, southwest 4, slight rain, 7 miles, 1,000, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, southwest 6, 997. Scilly Automatic, west by north 4, 11 miles, 998, rising. Valentia, west northwest 6, slight showers, 6 miles, 994, rising. Ronald's Way, southwest by west 6, 9 miles, 986, rising. And Malin Head, west by south 7, 7 miles, 979, rising quickly. And here is the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours and issued by the Met Office at 0500 on Monday, the 25th of November, 2024. General situation. A deep Atlantic low will continue to bring gales or severe gales and squally showers to northern areas during Monday. Further south, there will be a strong west to southwesterly wind and scattered heavy showers. So for Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Cyclonic, becoming northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, occasionally severe gale 9 at first in the south, then decreasing 5 at times, squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed, southerly or southwesterly 7 to severe gale 9, veering westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, then westerly or northwesterly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good, occasionally moderate in the north. Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby, southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering westerly 4 to 6 later. Showers, good. Whitby to Gibraltar Point, southwesterly 5 or 6, occasionally 7 at first and 4 later. Mainly fair, good. Gibraltar Point to Northumberland, southwesterly 4 to 6, rain at times, then mainly fair, good, occasionally moderate at first. Northumberland to Selsey Bill, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later, rain at first in the east, otherwise showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, showers, perhaps thundery, good, occasionally moderate. Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 until later, showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good. Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel, westerly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 or 4 later, showers, perhaps thundery, moderate or good. St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including the St George's Channel, westerly or southwesterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 at first, veering westerly or northwesterly 3 to 5 later, showers, good. Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway, southwesterly, veering westerly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first in the north, decreasing 4 at times later, showers, good. Isle of Man, westerly or southwesterly 6 or 7, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 later, mainly fair, good. Loughfoyle to Carlingford Loch, westerly or southwesterly 5 to 7, occasionally gale 8 at first, veering westerly or northwesterly 4 or 5 later, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Galloway to Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and North Channel, westerly or southwesterly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 3 to 5 later, squally showers, good, occasionally moderate. Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point, westerly 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, decreasing 3 to 5 later, squally showers, good, occasionally poor at first and moderate later. Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath, cyclonic 7 to severe gale 9, becoming northerly or northwesterly 6 to gale 8, decreasing 4 to 6 later. Rain or squally showers, moderate or good, occasionally poor. And finally, Shetland Isles, southerly 4 to 6, becoming cyclonic 2 to 4, then northerly 6 or 7, occasionally gale 8 later, showers becoming squally, moderate or good, occasionally poor later in the north and the west. Alan.
Thank you, Helen. This is BBC Radio 4. It's 5:30 on Monday, the 25th of November. Good morning. This is News Briefing with Alan Smith. Travel disruption is expected as a result of Storm Bert as severely flooded areas assess the damage. The Prime Minister will meet police chiefs, hospitality bosses and transport leaders to coordinate action against the spiking of food and drink. In business, the CBI warns that tax rises in the budget are putting off firms from hiring people. And in sport, the Premier League leaders Liverpool survive a scare. Hundreds of flood warnings and alerts remain in place in Wales, England and Scotland as Storm Bert continues to bring disruption. In South Wales, there's been anger from some about what they believe was a lack of warning about the potential flood risk, including in Pontypridd, where up to 300 houses were inundated. The council there has declared a major incident. People living in Pontypridd say lessons have not been learned from the last time they were flooded 4 years ago. Sean Williams from the government body Natural Resources Wales says there will be a thorough review.
There are things that have been improved upon, obviously, and these are the things that we need to look at again, is to see, were there defences that were overwhelmed? Are there things that didn't work as well as they could have done? Are there places where there were no defences in place that flooded? Obviously, in severe weather, we can't protect against absolutely everything, and that is something that we need to think about as well. How do we mitigate against these kinds of risks?
There was also flooding in the Midlands and southwest England. Major travel problems, particularly on the railways, are expected in some areas today. The Foreign Office in London says it's investigating reports that a former British soldier fighting for Ukraine has been captured by the Russian military. The man's believed to have been detained in the Kursk region in southern Russia. In a video circulated online, the man identifies himself as 22-year-old James Scott Rees-Anderson. The Prime Minister will host a meeting of police chiefs, hospitality bosses and transport leaders this morning to coordinate action against the spiking of food and drink. Giving someone alcohol or drugs without them agreeing is already against the law, but the government has pledged to make this a specific criminal offence to try to reduce the number of attacks. The Chief Executive of Hospitality UK, Kate Nichols, says plans are already in place to help better educate workers in the industry about spiking.
We're working with the Home Office to roll out further training, 10,000 places by March, so it's rapid and it's at scale, on the new law, on the new legislation, making sure that people can identify where there are problems, making sure that they're